Marigo, a 44-foot overall cruising and racing ketch, was built by the Pearson Boat Building Company in Portsmouth, Rhode Island in 1967. Her length waterline is specified as 30.5 feet, and her draft is specified as 5 feet 4 inches. However, due to the large amount of installed equipment and sea stores, her length water line is actually 32 feet and her draft 6 feet. Her beam is 12 feet. The mast head above water is 55 feet. She is documented at 17 tons net. Added to standard equipment is a Bendix automatic pilot, a paint locker and the port sail locker, mizzen staysail rigging, 12-volt electric refrigeration and deep freeze, sea rails and glass holders in the galley to accommodate discrete pieces of equipment, a 40-amp constavolt shore power converter for battery charging, hatchless lockers in the bulkheads of the main cabin. Ventilating fans have been added to the guest accommodation, the head, and the owner's quarters. The bunks in the owner's quarters have been raised 7 inches, providing a wider bunk and chart storage space below. The dining table has been beefed up considerably beyond what was delivered with the boat. The galley is equipped with an alcohol stove, including an oven. A 2-gallon alcohol tank is stowed in the galley area itself. Sea rails and pockets provide for the storage of dishes, electric toaster, electric coffee maker, and spice rack. Let's make that spice racks. The refrigerator has been equipped with additional insulating material beyond the condition in which it was delivered. A drawer has been added to the lower section of the refrigerator to provide easy access to the food stowed below. 4 utility teak shelves have been added to the after bulkhead of the main cabin. Galley equipment includes an electric fry pan and broiler top. We do quite a bit of electric cooking on Marigo. On deck, shroud rollers have been added and chocks for outboard gasoline tanks and anchors have been added. Also, some tie-down pad eyes for tying down rubber tanks of deck-loaded fuel. Electronic equipment includes a 23-channel Citizens Band transceiver, a 8-track tape recorder with stereo speakers, a Konal 160 AM radio transmitter receiver, which has been known as the loudest voice in the Caribbean, a car single sideband transmitter receiver for long distance communications, an automatic Loran set for navigation, and DECA 101 radar. Installed in the main cabin is a remote reading compass, so the ship may be conned from the main cabin under reasonable weather conditions. Instruments include a Kenyon water speed indicator and log, a barometer, quartz clock, and anemometer. Under radios above, we should insert a Modar VHF transmitter receiver. a Raytheon Holiday Flasher depth sounder tells us how deep it is when we touch the bottom. Correct out how deep it is to reads in feet and fathoms. The transducer for the depth sounder is located on the stem piece, 18 inches below the waterline. The Cornell 160 AM transmitter receiver and the LORAN navigation system shares the same antenna by means of a knife switch conveniently located near the radios. This antenna system consists of an antenna lead-in to an insulated shroud on the mizzenmast, then jumps from the mizzenmast over to the triadic stay, which is also insulated, and results in an antenna length ideal for the Cornell frequencies. The sideband radio has its own whip antenna mounted on the mizzenmast. This antenna is shared by the citizens band radio by means of a switch near the citizens band radio. The VHF radio has its own whip antenna mounted on the top of the mainmast. The vessel is wired for 110 volt AC distribution system to the various points where needed, and a 12 volt DC system similarly run to the points where needed. Management of standby one. Insert above, a bilge warning indicator is located in the main cabin and sounds off with a very large gong. Management of the AC electrical system is provided on a single switch mounted on the after bulkhead main cabin port side. This switch selects a power off, shore power supplying the vessel, or Onan electric power plant supplying the vessel. It is impossible to inadvertently connect two systems, to connect two power sources at the same time. The frequency, voltage, and current associated with a 110-volt system is shown on instruments in the forward bulkhead, the main cabin, port side. The 12-volt DC system consists of one battery bank, hereinafter called the ship's bank, of 300 ampere hours capacity. The main engine starting and main engine instruments are operated from a separate engine battery. Engine electrical system is switched on by a push-pull switch mounted on top of a small electrical panel at the on the after bulkhead port side main cabin. A 6 kW Onan electric plant, diesel electric plant, is mounted underneath the cockpit and provides not only 6 kW of 110 volt power, but a 50 ampere battery charging alternator is belted to this machine and provides for main ship's battery charging, or by means of a switch mounted below the 110 volt selector switch, the engine starting battery may be charged via the Onan. When operating the Onan, battery charging is provided by pulling the push-pull switch located low down below the 110 volt selector switch marked Onan. This connects the field of the alternator and charges the main ship's batteries. Similarly, when operating the main engine, battery charging is provided to the main ship's bank by pulling the push-pull switch adjacent to the Onan push-pull switch just mentioned. These switches should always be out one at a time only, never at the same time. An ammeter immediately below the 110-volt selector switch shows the charging rate from the Onan into whichever set of batteries it is charging. The Onan electric plant starting and stopping panel is located below the 110-volt selector switch and provides for preheat when in cold weather of 10 to 30 seconds, a switch with a start position which is held in the start position until the Onan starts and then released while it runs. Pushing the same switch to the down position stops the Onan. The main electric panel, consisting of circuit breakers and meters, is located amidships on the port side. The circuit breakers are identified. The lower left-hand meter shows the charging rate from the main engine into the ship's bank of batteries. The lower central instrument shows the voltage of the battery bank. The upper right-hand ammeter shows the rate of discharge of the main battery bank. The autopilot, located within the steering pedestal, may be switched on at that position or at the main instrument panel. For detailed operation of the autopilot, see Bendix Owner's Manual. The deep freeze is located in the starboard sail locker, a top-loading unit of about 2.5 cubic feet. The temperature control for the deep freeze is located immediately to the left of the deep freeze under the deck on the port on the starboard sail locker. It is the small temperature control of the two in that area. The deep freeze may be shut down independently of the other refrigeration by turning the temperature control to off. In the area of the above-mentioned temperature control is a small air-cooled compressor. This one plugged in to the bottom of the nearby 110-volt outlet is temperature controlled by the large temperature control in the area, and it cools the small box adjacent to the steering position and the starboard side. This refrigeration was installed as a film cooler, but has many other applications in so much as it is a very wide-range thermostat. The refrigerator box itself, starboard side of the main cabin, is approximately 12 cubic feet. Access to the lower stores is via the drawer below, while the current stores above in the refrigerator are accessible through the top-loading panel. The temperature control for this refrigerator is in the top center of the refrigerator, mounted on the ice unit. This may be shut off independently of the deep freeze by turning the temperature control full off. The refrigeration is 12 volt DC, and the details of the installation are covered in the Grunert literature on board. The main electric bilge pump is manually switched on from the main electric panel, lower center circuit breaker. This pump should not be run when the bilge is dry, in so much as the impeller is rubber and water lubricated. The shower sump located immediately forward of the main engine is automatic, and in the event of taking on water, when the water reaches the level of the shower sump, that will automatically start pumping in addition to what other pumps are running. The manual bilge pump is located in the hand hole at the well forward end of the starboard sail locker on deck. Air conditioning provided by a cruise air marine air conditioning unit cools the main cabin and the guest accommodation. A transfer blower in the bulkhead between the main and the owner's cabin, in between the guest and the owner's cabin, moves the cool air into the owner's cabin. Controls for the air conditioning are in the guest accommodation. A power pressure pump provides hot and cold water to the galley sink, the shower, and the head sink. Hot water is provided by the electrically heated tank located well forward in the forepeak. Hot water is generated by 110-volt power. The ideal electric anchor windlass located on the bow may be switched on and off by a foot switch immediately to the starboard of the windlass. Power to the windlass is made available by putting the ship's master switch located on the main instrument panel in the number 2 position. Normally this should be left in the number 1 position with no power to the winch, since sunbathers have a tendency to sleep on the button.